We're still studying the renew. Now we're going to look at a few places in the Old Testament where renewed is used. Remember, the Greek word is anakinesis, conforming to that which was, is, and will be. The only thing that meets that definition of was, is, and will be is truth. And the only thing that meets that definition is Jesus Christ. So go to Psalm 51. This is the Psalm 51 is all about the waters of cleansing, and it's really a prayer for cleansing. And so anyway, starting verse 1, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions, wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Now, that verse is probably where the idea of sex being the original sin came from. But that's just crazy. The original sin was the fall, which resulted in a never-ending quest for self-seeking, self-realization. And so self-realization is the essence of the fall. And until that is totally consumes you, then you'll just, again, as I keep saying, this will just be a philosophy. All right.
I just thinking a little bit more about that. In sin did my mother conceive me. That's, I mean, it's clearly easy to interpret it that the act of sex is sin. But all people are in sin. It's not just your mother. It's right. Yeah, it's the whole gang.
And it's all because of the fall. The fall created... We were created to be a vessel for deity. And after the fall, we are a vessel for the wrong deity. That's all that the human race has ever been. We think that we're independent selves. That's the lie. And it's a very, even today in this room, there's people that believe they're independent selves. And it's you're not. You're always a vessel for deity, whether it's the God of this world or the God of eternity. You're either a vessel of wrath or a vessel of mercy. There's no in-between. There's no neutral ground.
God of eternity sounds better.
This makes me think of your thing about naming.
My thing?
Yeah. Where you say...
The fall couldn't have happened until he named the names.
I was thinking if nobody in this room had a name, it changes everything. Your identity now can't be attached to the name that you created of yourself. It really does have a lot of power.
And that can, if you can see that, then you can understand what it means to be in His name instead of in your name.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean just using it as a magic formula. being something totally grand and wonderful. All right. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts. In the hidden part, thou shalt make me to know wisdom. And that's what everything is about. Thou desirest truth in the inward part. In the hidden part, thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Instead of this crap that goes on in your mind. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that my bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sin, and blot out all my transgressions. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. And uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation. And my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, and a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifice of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon mine altar. But in verse 10 is the one that's the operative one. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. All right, Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Remember, we've talked about that a great deal. It's without exception that the greater shall always bless the lesser. The lesser can't bless the greater. And so this is just a terrible translation, because it just means praise. So it's praise the God. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. So again, renewed, renewed, renewed. Let's go to Isaiah 40. Isaiah 40 is one of the, it's right up there as my favorite chapter in the Bible. It starts out with comfort ye, my people, saith the Lord. Speak comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished. That's if you just hear that. Your warfare is accomplished. It's over. It's done. You lost. So give up. So easy.
Is it?
You just accept it. It is. That's all you have to do. What? You're not agreeing with me?
Yeah, I am. I'm just thinking you're gonna blast me.
Why would I do that, Ronnie? Is there a reason you need to be blasted?
No, I was going not to say it, but I'm going to take a risk here.
Anyway, that's not. Let's. Why heck with it? I'm going to read the whole chapter.
Yeah.
Speak you comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. And the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. And then here it comes. Then you get the message. The voice... And the voice said, cry, speak. And he said, what shall I cry? And the answer is, all flesh is grass, and the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the grass, or the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. So that's the simplest thing to do. It's what the message of the greatest, the person that Jesus said was the greatest man ever born of woman, John the Baptist. Bring forth fruit necessary for repentance. What does that mean? Well, it means to cry that all flesh is as grass and the glory of it is nothing. You do that in your talks with people? Do you know anything except the cross? I am determined on nothing among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
When you start talking to people about the cross, you know, they look at you like you got two heads.
That's all I do. And you look at me like I have two heads half the time.
Sometimes three.
The message is always coming against the stupidity of self-realization. And the question is, how has it worked out for you? I don't care who you are, it hasn't worked out. You keep going back. It's going to be different the next time. You have a lifetime of proving the mystery that the flesh is as grass. And you keep on thinking, well, this next time it's going to work. Behold. Excuse me. Verse 9. O Lord, thou bringest good tidings. Get thee up into the high mountain, O Jerusalem, that bringest good tidings. Lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up. Be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. Well, that's a bad translation. It's what it says is his work is assured. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. Now, the ones that he's carrying in his bosom are the ones that, because he kept running away, he broke their leg and carried him in a sling under his arm. That's not very nice. Break a little lamb's leg. He puts us in positions where we have no options, and we hate that. And yet that's the only definition of freedom. Well, that's not my definition of freedom. My definition of freedom is so I can have a whole bunch of money so I can do what I want to do when I want to do it. My definition of freedom is that I want all that money so I can control my life. You got any other illusions? Any big idea folders? What?
I burned mine.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
Yep.
Or did. It's
at Paul Nidre?
I was there.
Yeah.
I was there.
I mentioned it as a confession, and they descended upon me. They had to go get it.
And
burn it.
Brought
forth that fruit.
We were all over him. I mean, in the case.
Like a what?
Duck on a June bug.
Oh, God. Have you had any other big ideas lately? Or?
They come and go. My mind has not been saved.
But have you written them down?
Just keep them yourself.
Yeah. A few big ideas concerning you.
Would you like to share them with the class? Behold, the Lord will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work assured. He shall feed his flock like the shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. Who hath measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, and meted out heaven with the span, and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance? Who hath directed the Spirit of the Lord, or having it been his counselor, hath taught him? With whom took he counsel, and who instructed him and taught him in the path of judgment, and taught him in knowledge, and showed to him the way of understanding? Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket, and they are counted as small dust of the balance. And he taketh up the isles is a very little thing. That means all nations. Now, and when it says the nations are as they're counted as the small dust, that means it's the dust after all the measuring has been done. And it's just that it has no. It's just sitting over there. It has no meaning. It's just, you know, all nations, all political systems, all ideas of man. All, they're nothing but dust and the small dust. They have all gone. They're all judged. The same with all riches, all ideas, all things. They're nothing. What?
That kind of goes back to Psalm 51. I was saying, as you read that, if you haven't picked up the cross and you read those words, they don't have too much meaning. But if you have picked up the cross, accepted your death, and read that stuff, it's joyful. It's
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing that's the threshold.
Verse 16, and Lebanon is not sufficient to burn. And that means as an offering. You understand? There's nothing. And Lebanon is one of the most beautiful countries in the world. Nor the beast thereof sufficient for a burnt offering. All nations before him are as nothing. Well, except the United States, because that was chosen by God, and because maybe they're the 12 tribes, one of the lost tribes, blah, 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 blah. And we've got America was called by God to blah, 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 blah. All nations are as nothing. And they are counted to him less than nothing. And vanity. That just means a puff of smoke. All good ideas, all constitutions, all ways of thinking, all opinions are nothing. To whom then will you liken God? Or what likeness will you compare unto him? The workman melteth a graven image, and a goldsmith spreadeth it over with gold, and casteth silver chains. He that is so impoverished that he hath no oblations chooseth the tree that will not rot, and he seeketh unto him a cunning workman to prepare a graven image that shall not be moved. Now, that's what people did in the past, but that's exactly what we do in our mind. We create the images of what that we think things should be. It doesn't matter if any agenda becomes that thing that you've created. That agenda may be just an agenda made of straw. It's a straw man, but it's still an agenda. It's still an idol. Anytime you invest in what is happening, then you've made this idol, just like they did back then. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Hath it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundation of the earth? He that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in, that bringeth the princes to nothing, and he maketh the judges of the earth as vanity. Yea, they shall not be planted, yea, they shall not be sown, yea, their stock shall not take root in the earth. He shall also blow upon them, and they shall wither, and the whirlwind shall take them away as stubble. To whom then will you liken me, or shall I be equal, saith the Lord, saith the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who hath created these things, that bringeth out their hosts by number? He calleth them all by names in the greatness of his might, for he is strong in power, and not one faileth. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There's no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord, hallelujah, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. They that wait on the Lord. Why? Because that's the only way then that you will know that you know that you know that he is in you. And until you know that, it's all philosophy.
What do you mean by waiting?
Instead of leaning on your own arm of understanding, if you think you have a need, you wait on God until the point of death. You have no right to anything. You're less than a bondservant to the human race. And you wait only on him.
So, now try and do something to save yourself and protect yourself.
That's the essence of what I've been studying and, I mean, preaching for 40 years. That's probably enough on renewal. We could go on renewal forever.
Yeah, you definitely did a good job.
What? What? What'd you say?
I said Ronnie's very, very outspoken this morning.
Oh. Take it, big guy.